Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Between the Lines on Blog Talk Radio, the show where authors, coaches, and entrepreneurs can gather ready to apply tips, how-tos, and resources on writing, publishing, and marketing your books and business. Get advice from experts in the book marketing industry, best-selling authors, and successful entrepreneurs right here on Between the Lines. And now, here's your host, Corinne Lafont, your online book marketing specialist.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back, and Happy New Year to everyone. It's 2015. Can you imagine? We have to be so grateful that we crossed over to 2015. Some people didn't make it. God bless their souls. But for those of us who are here, we have the baton to carry on. We have to ensure that we do what we're supposed to do. And if you were slacking off in 2015 and before that, now is the time to shed all that. What's in the past is in the past. And just move on. Just put those blinkers on and just keep focus, laser focus on what is before you and in front of you. So 2015 is your year. It's my year. It's everyone's year. But you have to put action into it. It's no longer just making, you know, New Year's resolutions and wishing and wanting and hoping. These things require action. And so we need to be able to put some action, put some fire under our behind, and really do whatever it takes if we want to be successful and achieve and see the things that we want to see, not only for ourselves, but our family, our children, our relatives, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, people around the world. We want to wish them all the best for the new year. I have with me today a wonderful guest, Christy Borst. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. Now, Christy Christy Borst is a metaphysical artist, spiritual teacher, international speaker, and divine healing channel. Born with the intuitive ability to heal herself and others by channeling divine love-based energy, Christy was told, as a preschooler, to shut down her gift in order to protect her. Wow, I wonder who it's really to protect. For nearly 50 years, she not only shut it down, but this was at her I am core until the universe led her on a journey back to self. Since that time, Christy has been working with clients in person and main and work and worldwide via phone sessions, supporting their release of physical pain, emotional trauma, karmic debts, and ancestral burdens with life-changing results. Christy is also committed to sharing messages of empowerment, healing, and ancient wisdom, helping others see we've been undersold what's possible for us to achieve as mere mortals. I absolutely love that introduction. Christy, welcome to Between the Lines, Empowering Network.
Thank you so much, Corinne, and hello, everybody, and I wish you Happy New Year. I know that certainly the best is yet to come.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it gets better and better every day, every minute, every hour. Christy, I like that last part of your introduction, that we have been undersold what's possible for us to achieve as mere mortals. And I want to start with that because we're just starting off 2015. Today's the 5th. We're just 5 days in. And I want to understand this whole thing about being undersold. Who is selling us that message? Who is putting these things in our head? Why are we believing whoever or whatever it is that's telling us that it's not possible to achieve and we are just mere mortals?
Well, I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but I'm sure it's been an awfully long time. And the messages are so pervasive and so throughout world cultures. It's not specific to any region, but pretty much worldwide, people are pretty much, you know, we start out kind of knowing who we are at our core as children, because we haven't forgotten that mm-hmm. we're connected to Source and we have unlimited potential. But then under the guise of kind of loving us and wanting to protect us, it starts with our parents wanting to keep us safe and, you know, telling us not to do this or, you know, don't do that or, you know, and all of those limits basically hold us back from realizing how much we can be. We start to focus on what we can't be more than what we can be.
Wow, I love that. And I want to repeat that. you know, whoever is in our lives. Because what Christy is saying is that even though our parents love us, they don't even realize what they're doing to us as children, because that's our formative years. And they tend to tell us, don't do this, don't do that. Under the guise, I like that word, under the guise of protecting us. But really, it's more, you know, the message, the negative message that is coming to us is what we can't be or what we can't do as opposed to what we can. And, you know, I'm a parent. Christy, are you a parent?
I am.
Yes. And so, you know, what are some messages you can give to parents who may be listening to the show to help us to undo those kind of traits that we have within us? Because, you know, we do think that we are protecting, and we have to be careful when we're telling our kids don't. And there are some things where, you know, there are some things we really have to say don't.
Right.
Or do we? You know, I mean, for the safety and protection, yes. But to what extent? To what extent, and what can we do now to correct it?
Well, what I like to kind of point out to people is that fears don't always keep us safe, or just keep us safe. Sometimes fears just keep us small, and this goes into adulthood. A lot of the people I work with are holding fears in their bodies, and that's where a lot of the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual pain comes from. But if you can kind of think of yourself, you know, picture yourself being a parent, and realize that some of the things that you say to your children aren't necessarily valid, and it's more coming from a place of your own fear of losing that child than from a space of needing, you know, that child needing to be safe. For example, obviously, if a child is getting near the road, you know, you want to keep them physically safe. But sometimes the things we project onto our children are our own fears about their going in a different direction than what we have envisioned for them, or, you know, kind of our own biases about what they should do or can do. The point about, you know, what can we do to undo it, it can start in this moment. Our power as beings is in the now moment. When we recognize we have a choice of whether to do something or not to do something, that's where our power is, and that starts with having the consciousness to know that we have a choice. So the first step is first be aware that in any given situation there are choices. So you have a choice of whether to allow your child to have the belief that they can be anything they want to be, and give them, you know, the wings to take flight with that.
You know, you're absolutely right. We as parents, when we see our children going in a different direction from us, it is very scary because it's unknown to us, it's different. You know, we're not familiar with that ground. And we want everybody to stay within the comfort zone. Stay within here. This is safe. This is okay. And we tend to hold back our kids. I know a lot of young, you know, young students who, when they finish graduate, let's say from university, they just hand the university certificate over to the parents and then move on and do their own thing. You know, they just move on because they're like, okay, I'm doing this for you. I sacrificed the past 3, 4, 5 years of my life to give you this. This is what you wanted. Okay, here it is. Are you happy now? Okay, I'm moving on to what I'm going to be happy doing. And so what I've watched is, and continue to watch, especially, I don't know if you're noticing it now, Christy, the younger generation are more enterprising than we are or we were. And they're willing to take more risks. They're willing to fail, whatever fail means. You know, they're willing to fall. They're willing to get up. They're willing to try stuff. You know, they're just more adventurous. They don't see anything called risk. You know, it's like, why not? You know, what's holding it back? You know,
that's great.
I think that we as adults should be able to look at that and see, do the reverse, instead of we trying to put what we want on them or our own lifestyle on them, is to look at their lifestyle and the choices that they're making and see if we could adapt. Do you think we could try that approach?
I think that kind of even more basic than that is that we as parents need to be working on ourselves, not on our children.
But this is what I'm saying. Learn from our kids. If we see our kids more enterprising, instead of we pushing ourselves on them, can't we learn from them and change us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ultimately, yeah. We're here to be working on ourselves, not on our children or our spouse or anybody else.
And we are supposed to be working on ourselves individually, our kids on themselves, we on ourselves. But, you know, can we be totally be blamed, Christy, for the way that we are? Because when you look at the TV and you read the newspaper and, you know, there are so many negative messages coming into us that builds our fear more and more every day. That are we really to be fully blamed for what we have been passing on to our kids, that fear? I mean, we get the message of fear from the TV, the radio, the internet, the everything else, you know, and with technology being the way it is, it's more pervasive, you know, and intrusive. So you keep getting this message of fear coming to you. You're going to want to protect your kids.
Right. Well, I think that this kind of goes back to, you know, about choice, and we have the choice of what we expose ourselves to in terms of negativity. And personally, I've taken a big step back from negative media. And I kind of have this other like phrase that I like to say, which is you can think that you can't change the world, but when you change the way you see the world changes. So if you choose to look at the negative things, then the world looks like a negative place. If you choose to look at the good things that are happening and the love that's in the world, then the world becomes more loving because that's what you're looking at, and you're also that's what you're giving out to the world. This is not at all about blame at all. It's about realizing that, as you said in the intro, the past is in the past. So each now moment is an opportunity to start fresh and to reinvent the way that you look at life, the way that you look at yourself, the way you treat your children, etc.
Yeah, I love that, Christy. Your perception becomes your reality. Whatever you perceive out there is what you take on and wear it like a cloak. And you know, when you were talking about it, the immediate image that came to my mind is when I was looking at The Matrix. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie. You know, and when Neo was, he took the red pill and he was going through the process, and they said, is it really a spoon? And he was able to bend the spoon. It's what you see. You know, it is such an amazing thing. He went in and he saw a child bending the spoon, and he was so shocked, he couldn't believe. And he was like, what gift this child has, you know, to be able to bend the spoon? But the child was basically saying, is it really a spoon? You know,
right.
It's whatever you perceive to be. You know, it's what we perceive. I love that message. And you know, we're 5 days into the year. Let's not carry on the messages that we took with us from 2014 or before that into 2015 and beyond, and make 2015 the same year as 2014. Because, you know, when we ask people, how are things, you know, what's going on with you, they're like, nothing, it's the same thing over and over. The reason why it's the same thing over and over is because your perception hasn't changed, your mindset hasn't changed. I love that. Mm-hmm. So that was dealing with the mind aspect, but today we're talking about mind, body, and wellness. Now, you're a spiritual teacher, metaphysical artist, divine healing type of channel or instrument. How can we use those type of gifts that you have? Because it was said in your introduction that, you were told to shut down that gift, and I can understand that. Anything that's different, people tell you, keep it on the down low. Don't let anybody know. Keep it hush-hush. You know, you might be a freak. People might consider you a freak, you know, because you have something that is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How can we use those type of gifts? Well, you have that particular gift, and everybody else may not necessarily have that. But how do you use those gifts to be able to deal with the mind, body, and wellness?
So this is all of, you know, all of what we're talking about is so interrelated. So when I kind of put, you know, or mentioned in my intro, this my knowing, it's not a belief, it's not a thought, it's my knowing that we are so much more powerful than what we've been sold as being mere mortals, because I've seen it myself in the work that I'm doing. And, you know, we're told by, just to give an example, we're told by doctors, well, you know, you're going to get diabetes because your, you know, your mother had diabetes and your grandmother had diabetes and, you know, all this bloodline had diabetes. Well, DNA is not a concrete column. It's a living, breathing, evolving structure, and the mind and our thoughts can influence and do influence that, you know, what happens to our physical body. So you have a choice, again, whether to accept what that doctor says as your truth or to accept a truth in your mind that you could be the one in your bloodline to heal that manifestation of diabetes in your physical body. So the work that I'm doing is about releasing these kind of ancestral burdens, diseases that are somewhat, you know, a physical belief, but also a mental, emotional belief. And sometimes just traumas that happen to people throughout their life, they hold that trauma, memory, energetic signature in their physical body, and over time that negative energy manifests as a physical pain or a mental pain or a spiritual pain. So what I'm able to do is to actually help the person release that belief, emotion, burden from their energetic field.
Wow, that's pretty deep. What's the process to be able to do that? If you could just quickly summarize, what would be the process, and then we can go into what you'll be giving away to the audience today.
Okay, so It's different for every person, Kareem. I connect in with them. If they're in person, I do some hands-on work. If they're over the phone, I do it via telephone. But I basically, I start with an intake form. I have a form that people have to fill out, and I need that like 48 to 24 hours ahead of time. And I sit with that form. And sometimes messages come through to me of what the area of the origin of that problem is. And then as we're going through the actual session, it's almost like a biofeedback where I get some sort of messages, and if I'm touching the person, for example, on their shoulder and they feel it in their right foot, that's telling me something, and then I kind of work kind of responsively with the person. So it's really hard to explain it in words. It's a lot of it is it's energetic, and it's vibrational. There's also a vibrational tone of my voice, which is part of the healing gift. So it's it's really what I kind of would say is multidimensional healing work. And I want to just mention, too, that, you know, you said not everybody has the gifts. I believe we all have gifts. And every single person is here for a reason and is important to the whole. So I don't feel that I'm any better than anybody else. I feel like we're all part of the one, and we're all important.
I totally agree with that. I know that everybody has a gift and everybody has a purpose. Some people haven't figured it out yet because probably we have their perception once again, the way how they look at the world and society and life. They're just limiting themselves and have these limiting beliefs. And so they're blocking finding out what their true potential, what their true gift and purpose may be. And I hope that persons listening to the show now would change that from this moment forward. Now, Christy, I don't want us to end without you talking about your giveaway and sharing your link to your website. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, well, I have a lot of free information and self-help devices on my website. I have some MP3s that are available to download, which talk about the mind-body connection. And in those MP3s, I actually do some healing work with callers I had on my show, which my process I've called Perspective Reboot, because it's almost like I'm able to help reboot the person to their place of centeredness, that place that they were when they kind of were born and they knew who they were, or to that point of wholeness. I also have some healing videos, and I'll just mention the website a couple times, but so let me put that in here. It's Healing Resonance, and Resonance is spelled R-E-S-O-N-A-N-C-E. And then the number 4.me. So it's healingresonance4.me.
Yes, I have it on right in it.
Okay, he's got it on the Blog Talk Radio. And so the thing that I'm giving away is my sessions are $125 for an hour, whether it's in person or whether it's over the phone. And that rate is being held for this month. I knew that I was going to be coming on your show. I'm planning to have a new rate for 2015, but I'm holding that rate for you know, the coming month. So for people that book, they don't have to book in January, but to, you know, make their appointment this coming month. So as I said, I have lots of free resources there for people that, you know, are unable to do a private session, but I'm also holding my 2013/2014 rates.
Okay, wonderful. And I have the website here open. It's healingresonance4.me. And I'm going to copy and paste that link on the episode page, the show page, as well as share it on my social network for you. So that.
Oh, could I also mention, yeah? I want to mention too, I'm sorry, Corrine, but have quite a few blogs that I've written, and I feel that those can be a good starting point for people to start to shift their perception away from negativity to more of a positive kind of, like I said before, when you change the way you see your world changes. So
yes,
I just want to mention the blog too.
No problem at all. And they can find all of that on your website, I would gather, because it should be easy to navigate.
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful. And I'm seeing your beautiful face here. So she's a beauty, so you need to so you need to check out her website, healingresonance4.me. I'm going to put the link in, so you don't have to worry about figuring out what I said. You just need to click on it and you'll get straight to her website. Christy, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. We learned so much from you. The some of it all is basically to realize what your gift is, know what your purpose is, change your perception of the world and your life, and just realize that you're not a mere mortal. You are no longer accepting any negative messages, whether it is from the media, whether it is from a human being, or from your background or environment. You can change that right this minute, today. Thank you so much, Christy, for being here and taking the time out to be on the show, sharing your website, your free giveaway, and your blog where persons can get familiar and understand what they need to do to move forward in life. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Let me just round off here and say thank you so much to my listening audience. You know, your loyalty is so appreciated. I want to remind you to join us again for another informative and interactive episode. So follow us on Between the Lines so you can get automatic reminders. We appreciate your feedback on the show. So keep commenting and tell us what you would like to hear featured or discussed. Remember, this show is for you. Connect with me, your host, Corinne, at facebook.com/helpdeskja. That's HELPDESKJA, and twitter.com/AuthorASST. Again, I invite you to follow my show Between the Lines at blogtalkradio.com/helpdeskja in order to receive reminders of upcoming shows. Have a wonderful day, Christy, and to the rest of the world, Happy New Year once again.
Thank you. Blessings, everyone.